Muddy footprints led to a sheer cliff with water seeping out from under a thick mat of ferns. The prince felt safe, enclosed by the rocky, fern-covered walls, although he realized it could be a trap, too. Someone overhead who happened to see him could shoot him easily. He peered up into the overlapping layers of green and shivered. He was tired, hungry, and confused.
What could have happened? Where are all the promised girls?
Wet leaves dripped on his head and neck. It made him feel stupid as well as tired. Long ago, it seemed long anyway, he had been at school with boys who had known each other for years while he'd been isolated at court. Someone had thought it would be fun to play a joke on the prince. F.R. Crenessel, that had been. He had been lured from his bed on a dark, rainy night by the promise of a rendezvous with girls from the neighboring school. He had trekked across the campus to crouch in a muddy ditch while, he learned later, the other boys had sewn his clothes together so that he couldn't possibly dress in the morning. And the shadowy figure that had come in the dark and, with giggles, had agreed to kiss him had been F.R.'s older brother, Potem. F.R. had had the cube recorder. Painful as the memory was, it made him feel better. Now he understood what was going on. All the other men were older, and they formed a tight clique. This was a joke. They were testing him. The prince was proud of having figured it out. They should have realized he would not panic. He had already killed someone and proved himself. They weren't really risking his death. Perhaps the criminals had never been armed with anything lethal. Not very sporting, perhaps, but prudent. The girl's voice completed his understanding. That had to mean the original promise held. Girls were part of the entertainment here. He looked around carefully. She might be hiding anywhere.
Come on!
He stared, then saw that two big cleated boot prints lay half under the ferns. He felt himself tingling with excitement. A cave! It must be a cave, full of the girls he'd been promised, hidden away in safety until the dangerous part of the hunt was over. Carefully, he stooped and lifted the mat of ferns, peering into the darkness beyond. He could see that he stood on the edge of a large pool. He pulled his night goggles out of his pocket and put them on, squinting until he got his head inside where it was darker. A large domed chamber, with smudged reflections off the surface of water as far as he could see. But clearly someone was inside. He smelled cooking food. The girls were somewhere inside, dry and safe. In all likelihood, there was a way that wasn't very deep. With his goggles on, he should be able to find his way safely around. Ankle-deep water wouldn't bother him, not in his boots. Now that the hunt was over, or mostly over, he saw no reason to crawl under the hanging mat of ferns. He was dirty enough already. He kicked at it until most of it fell, revealing a hole large enough to get through if he stooped. That let more light into the entrance. Even without goggles, he could now see the shape of the first chamber. The light coming from behind him made it hard to see, even with the goggles. He had to feel his way along the edge of the cave, so he chose to move to his left, where his right arm was still free to hold his weapon. Not that he'd need it, he was sure. The girls might be startled, but he had the patch that identified him as a hunter, and afterwards, it would be much more fun to sneak up on them. The smell of cooked food grew stronger. The first flicker of light blazed into his vision, and he pulled the goggles off, blinking. Now he could see nothing. After a few moments, his eyes adjusted, and he saw a faint sparkle ahead, where some light source reflected from moving water. He crept through the darkness, smugly certain of what he would find. The light strengthened. He felt his way around a corner of the rock and saw them at last.
Ronnie, you unspeakable cad! What are you?
He realized that the two black circles were the bores of hunting rifles like his own. Both girls, blonde and dark, held them steadily.
You're hunters too?
Ronnie's head came around, and he saw the dark stain of a black eye and bruised face.
My sainted aunt! It's the prince!
Gerald?
The blonde girl peered at him, but the rifle did not waver. Her nod, too, came without a move in the weapon's aim.
It is. And you know what? He's not on the list either.
The prince took a deep breath. Whatever was going on here, it had to be irregular.
I demand to know what you're doing here. I am here at the invitation of...
But that, he suddenly realized, he couldn't finish. Ronnie might mention it. It could be embarrassing.
You might introduce me to your, young women?
The dark young woman touched Ronnie with her shoulder, not removing her hand from her rifle.
Introduce me? Heavens, Gerald, you've been dancing with me since boarding school.
The prince couldn't think of anyone like this at any dance he'd been to. She was blonde, yes, but hardly stylish in rumpled pants and shirt, with her hair yanked back behind her ears. She looked older by 5 or 10 years than he was, someone serious and even dangerous.
Bubbles, Lord Thornbuckle's daughter. Surely you remember now.
None of this made sense. If this was Bubbles, and he supposed it was, though he did not recognize her in these clothes with her hair pulled back, then she could not be one of the girls Lupescu meant. Those girls would be another kind of girl from another kind of family. Not Bubbles, the wild sister of Buttons, and Ronnie, the wild son of a cabinet minister, and... could it be...
Raffaella?
Of course.
The prince swallowed and wished very much to sit down.
I don't understand.
You're wearing an ID tag. What is it?
He had forgotten the bright-colored tag on his collar, which transmitted a signal to other hunters.
This? It identifies me to other hunters.
Other... hunters, you'd better put your rifle down.
That she used neither name nor title made him nervous, and he couldn't think why.
But if you're one of us...
That didn't make sense either. He knew the others. They had all been at the lodge. No women, certainly not these girls, and no Ronnie. He turned to Ronnie.
I thought you'd been shipped off somewhere for punishment.
Put your rifle down.
When he looked at her, the prince felt almost assaulted by the anger that radiated from her.
Now!
He felt his arm moving before he thought about it.
But this is ridiculous. I'm the prince. You're friends. Why should I?
Because I have the drop on you, and so does Bubbles. And you're standing there with the same ID patch as men who tried to kill us.
Kill you? Why?
Drop it! You're an idiot, Gerald. And I bet you've led the rest of them straight here, too.